Okay, very happy now to be joined by Jennifer Donnelly, who is the Gloucester Health Department grant coordinator for the KPAN Mass in Motion program. And Jennifer, welcome to MSO.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, let's get started right away with what the BOZO is, KPAN Mass in Motion, and then maybe we'll get a little bit more specific about some of the programs that you've helped get over the past few years.
Sure. So Mass in Motion is a Department of Public Health grant here in Massachusetts that works with communities to create kind of a healthier community for everyone. We really focus primarily on increasing food access and healthy nutrition along with active living. So things like walking, biking, making our communities safer for people to get around are all things that we work on with Mass in Motion. The KPAN Mass in Motion in particular, that's our, we're a regional grantee of that Department of Public Health grant, and the work that I do, although I'm employed and sit with the Gloucester Health Department, my work covers Rockport, Gloucester, Essex, and Manchester by the sea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me a little bit more in general about Mass in Motion, because KPAN Mass in Motion is sort of a subset of a state program?
It's a state grant, yep. So we are a regional grantee of that state grant.
Mm-hmm. And is your focus primarily on seniors, or is it, the public in general?
So it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. Mass in Motion topics cover people of all ages and all backgrounds. So we, some of my work has kind of focused on the older adult population in our region, primarily because that is some of our largest population that mm-hmm. we see on KPAN, and some of our older adults really have some significant challenges and needs. And the work that we do through Mass in Motion is really trying to reach particular populations that are most vulnerable.
Well, you have a new program that began on September 1 called Walk the Loop, Circle the Cape 2021 Walking Challenge. Let's get into that. What's that all about?
So the idea is not something that I personally came up with. So every year the Massachusetts Council on Aging promotes a walking challenge for all councils on aging across the state. And Kristen Crockett, who's the director of the Essex Council on Aging, had come to me with interest in promoting this as kind of a regional competition amongst the four councils on aging. And because of the work that I do with Mass in Motion around specifically active transportation, so trying to get people walking and trying to make our community safer for people to do that, she felt as though I would be a good partner to help the four councils on aging get this started. And because everything is a little challenging with COVID, the senior centers started, reopening to the public sometime in the summer. They were a bit busy, so we kind of decided to wait until September to kick off our walking challenge. So we're just trying to promote. It is for older adults, but obviously anyone is welcome to participate. So for the month of September and October, we're encouraging people to get out, walk in their neighborhood, or take advantage of some of the other walking opportunities that we've highlighted in our walk journal, and get out and get some exercise.
So the best way for those who want to participate would be to go to their local senior center and get the information there or the journals there?
So there's a couple different ways. One, definitely, they can connect with their local Council on Aging. So you can either give them a call and they can mail a walking journal out to you, or you can stop in to your center and pick one up as well. And everybody that, does that, we, record their name. They'll be entered into a drawing that will be held the beginning of November. And we'll be giving away some prizes like some walking poles and pedometers. But the journal has a lot of good information in there about walking, health benefits, a lot of other things. along with highlighting some regional opportunities for walking, mm-hmm. so some different places that maybe you haven't thought of to walk before.
Sounds great.
I have... get out beyond the neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, especially with the cooler weather coming in, you know, and leaf peeping and all that stuff.
Yeah, perfect time of year to do this.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to link to your post from the Gloucester Health Department with all this information, which also has the phone numbers for the Councils on Aging, and it also has a link where you can go and get the journal right online. So I'll link to that. Make sure.
Yeah. People can also download that online, or you know, we have had some folks contact me directly here at the Health Department, and I'm happy. You know, if people want to give me a call here or reach out, and I can mail them out a journal as well. And if there's any businesses out there, I know. The YMCA, the Cape Ann Chamber, have also taken some of our journals, and those are available for pickup at those locations as well.
Oh, pretty cool. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to mention about Cape Ann Mass in Motion or Mass in Motion in general or what your duties are with the Health Department?
Ooh. I just want to first thank you for taking an interest in this topic. And really appreciate being able to speak with people about this work. We, my work with Mass in Motion here on Cape Ann in the spring, we finished up a big project which was on bike-friendly communities, and so we're looking to continue the conversation and work around making our streets better for walking and biking. And hopefully people will stay engaged in those topics. But while the weather's still nice, everybody should get outside and walk and get some fresh air. I think we all could use that.
Amen to that. That's Jennifer Donnelly, who is the grant coordinator for the Cape Ann Mass in Motion program. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.